This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you more football here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. They got Nolan's Feeble Five as the regular season is over. Ravens season is done. We know everything that's going on in the last 48 hours, not even 48 hours in regards to the season coming to an end. What's happening with the coaching staff? Who knows? Nobody. Eric DeCosta is not getting fired. John Harbaugh is not getting fired. I think if you want either one gone, you're going to have to face that reality. But Lamar's contract needs to be renegotiated. How troublesome could that be? But let's get out to the phones. We'll start it off here. Jason in East Baltimore. Jason, what's up?
Hey, Uncle Bob. Nolan, what's up?
Hey, Jason. Hey. How you feeling?
Man, I was heartbroken, man. But let me say this real quick. Lamar Jackson played his heart out. He showed in the fourth quarter just how phenomenally special he is. And he excited a lot of different fan bases after that performance, man. The Raiders fans saying they got to have him. The Dolphins fans saying they got to have him. The Vikings. I'm just hoping we can re-sign him and get that done because, you know, Lamar is still that guy. But as far as Harbaugh and Eric DeCosta's relationship, I don't think Eric DeCosta would ever fire John Harbaugh. If you explore the dynamic of their friendship and how it started, I heard Eric DeCosta say before that, when he was fetching coffee for Ozzie Newsome and washing his Cadillac, you know, once that position became available, John Harbaugh was his biggest cheerleader to get that spot, to get that job. I heard John Harbaugh say when he negotiates football ideas and stuff like that, him and Eric DeCosta do that from his porch because they neighbors. They live right next door to each other. I hear Eric DeCosta refer to John Harbaugh before as his partner. Him and Steve Bisciotti, he said they partners. So I don't think Eric DeCosta would ever fire John Harbaugh. I think John Harbaugh would have to mutually agree that he want to step down, or even Steve Bisciotti would have to step in and make a move like that. But I think he's run his course here. But obviously, you know, Eric DeCosta don't see it that way. But there's so many holes we got, man. Roquan Smith is done. You know, Marlon Humphreys is done. It's just upsetting that, you know, it's another wasted season. And it's the same old stuff the last couple of years. But like I said, once again, I don't think Steve Bisciotti would ever get rid of John Harbaugh. Seems like he's a Raven for life. That's all right. All I got.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call and your point about Lamar. Said it yesterday, and I'm not stating anything that people don't already know, unless you're just a diehard Lamar, you know, we want him gone for whatever reason. There are a handful of teams that have franchise quarterbacks. There are teams in the playoffs that don't have franchise quarterbacks. The Ravens have a franchise quarterback, not in the playoffs, but I would think Patrick Mahomes is a franchise quarterback at Kansas City. Goff puts up these gaudy numbers, you know, is he long-term in Detroit? I'm guessing he'll run it back, and he certainly exceeded whatever expectations the Lions fans had for him. He came over from the Rams as a gatekeeper for the next guy, and he's helped turn them into one of the powers in the NFC, except for this disappointing year. So I think they'll get the renegotiation done with Lamar. Could be wrong. But, yeah, the Costa's not the one that's going to fire Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Steve Bisciotti's going to be one that fires Harbaugh, if, in fact, he ever does.
Right. Yeah, no, that's his call, for sure. But I think Jason's point still stands that there is kind of this this loyalty that it didn't pop out of nowhere. He mentioned all the stuff on the surface that, you know, people could point at. Yeah, you know, I'd say it's getting, bring up the Tomlin thing again, both organizations being loyal to a fault. You know, you want to puff your chest out and say, we've only had three coaches in however many years. Okay, you know, a good part of that is because of success. Another large chunk of that is complacency, a fear of moving on for whatever reason. You know, just sitting on your hands. I made the case pretty strong for especially Tomlin. 10 years without a playoff win.
Yeah.
Who else survives that? Nobody survives that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not mediocre. They're slightly above mediocre, Pittsburgh, but they are in the playoffs. The Ravens are not. I mean, you can have the loyalty factor, which we've seen in Baltimore and even more so with Pittsburgh. I mean, they've had three coaches since 1969. Or you could be the Browns, where Haslam's fired six coaches. Arthur Blank has gone through his share of coaches during his tenure, going back to the early 2000s and all of this. So there's always this one extreme or the other where you let a guy stick around, like Dallas, Tom Landry, he didn't get fired until Jerry Jones bought the team. Shula retired amongst pressure or amid pressure because Jimmy Johnson was ready to take that job. Talking about two of the greatest coaches ever. I mean, if shelf lives do expire, though, then messages need to be, hey, Andy Reid in Philadelphia, case in point.
Mm-hmm. Jason also mentioned real quick, Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
Looking at the contract here, that should be a big talking point because Marlon Humphrey were saying it's both performance and cap hit as the reason to get rid of him. Roquan Smith, these next 2 years, cap hits of $32.7 million. Something's got to be done there.
And I know he's an all-pro, pro bowler, but did he look like a guy? He had three tackles Sunday.
No. And Sunday night, he looked more like Marlon, where taking the wrong angle in the open field, where, you know, he barreled down on a guy, but then he's completely out of position where he can only stick his arm out to try to trip him. I mean, he's looked a little bit slower progressively over the last couple of years. He thought it was more of a weight thing, physique thing last year. I don't know. I mean, regardless of how you feel about him as a player, that $32.7 million, that can't stand as is.
Well, that's why Eric DaCosta makes the big money to make these decisions. And Roquan Smith seems like he loves Baltimore, and he's one of the faces of the team. I mean, would he be willing to do more of a team-friendly thing or at least kind of spread some of that money out? And a guy that has probably already played his peak football.
That's the problem, though. I mean, you want to spread it out like we're talking about, spread it out with Lamar. Well, it's just easy. You tack on more years because we want him here long term.
Sure.
Humphrey's the easiest decision because there's nothing about his game this year that says, oh, man, how do we keep this guy?
Even he admitted he sucked this year.
So this one's maybe the toughest because he is stuck in that. To me, it's probably too soon to say that he's washed and he's done, but I can't ignore the steps in the wrong direction, and I certainly can't ignore that cap hit.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliffy, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Nolan, you're such an asset to this show. Even when Vinny's here, your knowledge and observations are on point. But I'm going to agree to disagree, and I'm going to reference what Ed from Arbutus said. When you got teams that are being officiated to the inch, like the Ravens, and then you got it. They're not calling that with such scrutiny both ways. You know, the Steelers ran about seven screen passes the other day. I went back and watched the whole game in slow motion. They're allowed to have offensive linemen, 6-7 yards down the field. As soon as the Ravens try that, they're half of a yard out of that box, they're getting a flag. You know, the holding call on Linderbaum, that official, that was already past the official. You can't look behind you like that. And, Bob, it's my point. I've said this for the whole year. More than one occasion, the NCAA officials are much, much better than the NFL officials. These guys, do you think that was the most important game of the year, of the week this week? Yes. But you know what? They didn't send their best crew. That crew was inept from the first play on Henry's run all the way. They didn't know what they were doing.
Well, they had a hold.
They didn't let the game come to them.
Had a hold on the opening kickoff. Cliff, thanks for the call. We got to get a break, and then the Feeble Five in here. Look, I have no problem blasting officials, umpires, etc. I've made that clear over the years. But I thought that officiating on Sunday night left a lot to be desired. And I saw on social media that Sean Smith, when he the head referee, apparently his calls, not just in particular against the Ravens, heavily skewed in favor of the home team.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his crew.
Right.
Throughout his, like, this season and throughout his career. Like, 70% of the time, the home team benefits from his officiating.
And even home underdogs, too.
Yeah.
It was a staggering outcome. I saw that going in, which also kind of played into my thought process of I was anticipating a lot of flags. I won't disagree with you. I mean, it was suspect calls the other night. Like the Stanley one is ticky-tack for sure.
Sure.
The one on Zay was bogus.
A terrible call.
But it's ultimately kind of the way I felt coming out of the AFC Championship game a couple years ago. People were up in arms about the officiating in that game, what wasn't called, what was called. And I just left that like I just can't complain about the refs after watching that game. Same thing Sunday night. Bad calls, sure, but I put way more stock in what the Ravens didn't do, and Tyler Loop missing
there
the game.
When
there's just first Steelers game. That's a better example
Likely's.
Of the refs taking yeah. over to a point where you can't even make up for it on your own. It was the biggest call of the game at the end of the game. Should have been a touchdown. I'm all about that. But Sunday night, they had so many opportunities to make the refs not even a factor.
Well, to your point, 2 seconds left in the game. Ravens are in field goal range with a chance to win it. And Tyler Loop missed the field goal.
And now that I do remember it, there was, and Lamar even tweeted it out, saying that they missed a leverage call by Pittsburgh on that field goal.
Oh,
the guy jumping over the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it is their fault when it's all said and done. We'll come back, Feeble Five. Feeble Five referees. Now, Feeble Five teams, 2025 has come to an end. Who are the five worst? Well, and there are a lot of teams to choose from. That's for sure. Just look at coaches who have been fired over the last couple of days. And then Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Preview the playoffs with him. And how much different are they? Hey, we want change in Baltimore. A lot of people do. How much different are the Chiefs going to look next year? Patrick Mahomes, will he even be ready for the start of the 2026 season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, the regular season is over, as we discussed multiple times over the last couple of days. And earlier in the show, Nolan gave you his Dirty Dozen, led by the Seattle Seahawks, the number one seed in the NFC, and closed the season with style, dominating San Francisco for said number one seed. Now, however, we get to the opposite end of the spectrum, the five worst teams in the league, the Feeble Five.
Revisiting what we said heading into week 18, from the not so bad to the absolute worst, Titans were 5, Giants 4, Jets 3, Cardinals 2, and Raiders number 1. Going to be hard to dethrone them, just right. A spoiler alert. Number 5 this week, it's the Giants. Reshuffled these around a little bit. They actually won. So you give them credit. A game that they were not expected to win. Teams resting starters or not, doesn't matter. They found a way to win. And a division rival at that. So makes you feel a little bit better about yourself.
And they won 2 in a row. Closed out the season. And look, with Dart and Scadaboo and the wide receiver, Malik Nabers, they've got some pieces, it seems. I mean, 2 of them coming back from significant injuries. But on defense, they got some workable stuff. So who knows? That could be a team on the ascend, Nolan McGraw.
Be a great team for John Harbaugh to coach. Number 4.
You see him with the New York media? We love our media.
That's
never
what I'm rooting for. Yeah. Number 4 is the Titans. All these teams have been abysmal this year. Reason the Titans are not 5 is, again, there is a little hope. You mentioned the Giants have some hope. Titans a little hope as well, mostly because of Cam Ward. But still a long way to go. And really a season that I didn't expect them to be competitive. I didn't expect them to even be remotely close to a playoff spot. But to be as bad as they were, and almost stunting his growth as a quarterback at times, it's a tough one.
Yeah, and they, as the season went on, and you know, he still took abuse, he got sacked a ton. They got a couple of young receivers to keep an eye on here, maybe moving forward, but they need help, a lot of it.
Cardinals are 3 again. All these teams finished 3-14. Cardinals hopeless. I mean, you could argue at times that they've looked as bad as anybody, if not worse. They finished with a 9-game losing streak. You know, Jacoby Brissett is not great. But to me, in my mind, he's middle pack quarterback, maybe slightly a below average, just decent enough that you shouldn't lose nine in a row. There's got to be a win in there at some point. So to me, that's just absolute disaster on their part.
Yeah, and Connor was hurt, and Marvin Harrison Jr. was hurt and inconsistent, and it looks like Kyler Murray's played his last game there too. So
number two is the Jets. Hard to argue against that one. No. They'll finish the year with the worst scoring differential in the league, minus 203. Yes, even worse than the Cardinals, even worse than our number one team here in a second. And, as we've mentioned a few times, managed to go a full 17-game season without forcing an interception.
And I saw the stat in 17 games, opposing quarterbacks, insert name, finished with 38 touchdowns, the zero picks you mentioned, and a combined quarterback rating of almost 120. So much for that defense that everyone was bragging about.
And number one, of course, it's still the Raiders. When you're actively tanking, you're actively trying to lose. Now, they did, you could use a little Giants excuse here, that they beat the Chiefs that make you feel a little better about yourself, but it was 14-12. Come on. I mean, I'm not over what you did with Crosby the week prior, throwing in the waving the white flag, going up against the Giants, trying to tank and secure the number one pick. It worked. They got the pick. We'll see what they do with it. But yeah, they probably locked up that number one spot quite a while ago.
And the Fox analyst, I mean, Tom Brady's going to help them hire their new coach. And in Miami, the ESPN analyst, I mean, Troy Aikman, is going to help them hire a new general manager. Yeah, there's no conflict of interest. None at all.
That's strange.
Everything's cool.
What's the Aikman? Am I missing a connection here?
Ross, the owner's a Michigan guy, right? And Aikman's UCLA via Oklahoma, played for Dallas its entire career. I don't know.
That's a strange one. If I'm Aikman, why do I even want to be associated with that in name? Do I really have the secret recipe here that's going to fix everything?
So is he going to sit with, well, he's going to be a consultant.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your job on the line, but like your name's in the headlines. And if Miami ends up sucking again or they make the wrong decision with the coaching hire, people could look back and say, what was Aikman doing? Why was he even a part of it?
Will Mike McDaniel be part of it, consulting with Troy Aikman when they find the new
GM? He said he's part of the GM search.
It's insane to me. Like, I'm sitting down, shake. I'm Mike McDaniel. So if you get the GM job, what's one of the first things you're going to do? Fire you?
Right.
Perhaps. By the way, it looks like Matt Ryan might get the president of all things football in Atlanta. When it's all said and done, he's going to interview for that one.
Like the
president of football operations guy.
Yeah. But that just sounds like a title with no real responsibilities.
Will he get to keep his TV job too? I mean, what the hell?
Well, I think after the Brady thing, all bets are off.
No doubt. We're going to come back. Jeffrey Chedea is going to be joining us, NFL Network, NFL.com. And then we got a fun house trip. Try to get a couple of calls in as well coming up at 2 o'clock. It is Inside Access. Bob Hady, Nolan McGraw, Alex Campone. It's Vinny and Haney here on 105.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Here to talk about that and more from NFL Network, from NFL.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Jeffrey Chedia. Jeffrey, good afternoon. Happy New Year. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you guys.
Now, with the Ravens falling short, who's been, I don't know, because we asked you who the biggest surprise was on the outside looking in at the time, Ravens, Chiefs, Lions, et cetera, et cetera. Who's the most disappointing of those three? Baltimore, KC with losing records. Kansas City lost their quarterback. Maybe Kelce moves off into the sunset. Who knows? But who is the most disappointing, not surprising, looking at all things in totality? Like, even with everything that went on, these guys should not be where they are right now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the Ravens are up there, but I'd go with Kansas City right now just because of the way they finished. They really fell apart down the stretch even before Mahomes got hurt. And I'd pick them just because you look around the NFL and you look at modern offenses and the ones that are playing the best, they all have a viable run game, including, you know, Baltimore's with Derrick Henry. And so the Chiefs, it's one thing to lose and fall from grace and all that stuff, but they really got behind the curve as far as what's happening in the NFL, and they've always been ahead of it. And so I know that it's difficult in Baltimore, and I think injuries were a big part of that. And I know in other places like Detroit, injuries happened there. But I think the way the Chiefs finished, it really, once Mahomes was out, you saw that they didn't have as much talent as you thought they had before, and the scheme was not what it should be.
Now, waiting for Patrick Mahomes' recovery from the knee injury, but outside of Mahomes, and it's going to be the biggest story, but what changes are afoot here for Kansas City, Jeffrey, in the offseason so that they don't fall way behind the Chargers and the Broncos here in this division?
Well, they're going to have to find a way to improve the talent. I think that's a big one. Having a top 10 pick is vital. It's that they take advantage of this. They haven't drafted this high, not even with the Mahomes era, but even before that. So finding an impact edge rusher, pass rusher is going to be important for them. Finding a running back who can be explosive and dynamic is going to be helpful. And really, I just heard the list of free agents that the Ravens are going to lose. The Chiefs are going to lose probably 10 to 12 key players off their team. The guys who were drafted in the 2022 class that played a big role in their back-to-back championship. So they're going to have to find help at receiver, running back, edge rusher, corner, safety. Don't be surprised if you see Trent McDuffie, their all-pro, all-pro cornerback, get traded because they don't have the money to keep him.
So another one of those free agents would be Travis Kelce, and obviously everyone's waiting on a potential retirement decision here, but do you see him maybe dragging this out a little too long, even for the Chiefs' liking? I mean, at what point, again, he's free agent, so he'll hit the open market, but at what point did the Chiefs say, all right, we're moving on. You know, we're not going to wait for you to make a decision. We're out here, you know. We're not going to make an offer.
Oh, yeah. It certainly is going to be an interesting process because they probably felt like he was going to come back after last season, given where they ended up winning the AFC, falling to Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. And, you know, you come off a season like that and you feel like, oh, give us one more shot and a few more moves and we're right back there on top. But after a season like this, it's a little harder. And it's a really – he was making $18 million a year this year. And so he can't – if he wants to come back, he can't come back at that number. So I do suspect they're going to want to answer sooner than later so they know how to handle their books. Mahomes is due is like a $78 million cap hit. Chris Jones is a $40-some million cap hit. They got a lot of decisions to make financially. So I personally don't think he's coming back. I think that the way this year ended and the success he had, you start tempting fate and you could have a even worse year next season.
And a lot of coaching changes yesterday or guys getting fired. One that we kind of assumed that hasn't happened was Mike McDaniel. Now, yeah. Granted, they turned some things around in the second half. They actually won more games than I would have thought. But, I mean, what the hell's going on here where this guy went from – he might not even finish the season. Now he's a part of GM interviews.
Yeah. it just shows you how Miami runs and why they've been where they are, right? That even – in a situation as obvious as this, they wouldn't just clean house and start all over again. I suspect, well, you can't even like really tie it to Tua's development because they benched him. And so there's not really any real benefit in that if they're thinking about moving away from him. But Stephen Ross, their owner, is a different kind of guy. It was easy to fire Chris Greer because he'd been around longer than McDaniel and had made some moves. But I'm shocked too. They finished well. That didn't help Raheem Morris in Atlanta. I think it was a good opportunity to move away from him. Largely because not only is Buffalo good in your division, now you've got the Patriots winning the AFC East. So now you're chasing two teams. And I can't imagine Mike McDaniel being a part of a successful turnaround given those circumstances.
Now, what about Pete Carroll? I mean, nobody's really surprised that he got the boot. But at 74 years old, maybe it was already a surprise for him to go to the Raiders in the first place. At his age, is there any interest nationally at this point in him? or from his standpoint, do you think he's like, that's it for me? You know? You
mean as a coach you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can see him do broadcasting or something like that
getting into
some other line of work. But that always felt like a shot in the dark type move that maybe he can come in, establish a winning culture quickly, get people to understand how to be professionals. But the minute it started going, it went south fast. And the Chip Kelly move was a disaster. I suspect that, well, I do know, Tom Brady's got a lot of influence on what's happening over there. And he's going to learn how hard it is to do what Bill Belichick was doing in New England. It's not as simple as coming in and saying, we're going to do this and do that. And they've got to find a way to build a foundation that works. And Pete Carroll was not going to be around long enough to be able to see that through. I'm not wishing any ill will on him, but he probably will be dead before that team is actually winning and competitive again. And that is how bad they are. I said this stat yesterday on TV. Going back to 2019, they've got 6 first-round picks who aren't even on the roster anymore. Like, you just cannot build a winning program with that kind of track record.
Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. All right, Jeffrey, last thing for you. The wild card round starts on Saturday. Based on point spreads, because the NFL is all about gambling now. Some people think the games are even fixed. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, not to that level, but then what the hell do I know? What's the most likely upset in the first round matchups here?
I'm going Buffalo over Jacksonville. And and that's a tough one for me because Jacksonville's I'm a big fan of what they are and what they've become. But I really feel like Buffalo with Josh Allen, all the things they've been through in the last 5 years, all the close losses, a couple AFC championship games, no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar in there. Josh Allen is going to be the best player in the postseason. And this is his time to prove, even with a flawed defense, what he can do when he has that opportunity. So I think they're going to pull the upset.
Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Jeffrey, always great to talk to you again. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you as the playoffs continue to march on here to the Super Bowl.
Same here, guys. Take care.
There's Jeffrey Chidi, everybody. Still saying Kansas City. Most disappointing team. But Mahomes, $78 million cap hit. Chris Jones, over 40. Yikes.
Well, the Mahomes one, that's like Lamar, where it should be should be easy. Jones, I don't know. They not getting any younger.
Yeah. Hollywood Brown. What a disappointing year it turned out to be for him. Ever since he whined his way out of Baltimore, which turned into Tyler Linderbaum, it's not worked out well for old Hollywood there. Who knows? Maybe a touching reunion back.
You heard the man. What good are soldiers when you don't use them?
Welcome back, our soldier over there. I want to say toy soldier. He's Alex Campone. We haven't talked to him in a long time. He's going to take us through the fun house. You ready, Alex? Thumbs up. You good? You ready to rock and roll? Then Inside Access is going to take over 2 o'clock. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Alex here on the fan. Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. Dale, what's happening? Daryl.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, got a couple things, man. I'm sponsored by Ravens, I think. Ravens got to take responsibility for this. Steve Bisciotti first. You've been watching these Ravens, man, for the last 3 years, man, Harbaugh and what's been going on, man. Come down and take control of your team, man. And here comes, now, Eric DaCosta. Don't get me wrong. I like Eric DaCosta. But he's got to take responsibility for getting a backup quarterback $6 million who don't even fit what the Ravens do, because the Ravens are a good pass run block but not good pass blocking. And he's a statue. That money could have been allocated to a D lineman, a pass rush or offensive lineman that they so desperately need. And Tyler Luke, come on, this is Harbaugh again. This guy's been kicking the ball out of bounds all season. Okay, you got all year to fix it. He didn't get any better. Then they come up, what they do? Cost him in the playoffs. Cost him in a big game, it cost him. I mean, even his kicks this year, he 40-some yards, but they weren't always lined up right. Sometimes they would go crooked or whatever he was making them, but it just shows to me the technique wasn't done properly, man.
Well, that's so, hey, thanks, Darrell. We got to get to the top of the hour here. We got a fun house, but Randy Brown's the kicking guy for the Ravens, and Darrell's point, missed field goal, that's going to resonate. We were just watching as Jeffrey Chidea on NFL Network. They showed wide right Norwood. They showed the double doink. They showed Vanderjack. Boy, you talk about a miss in that Steelers-Colts playoff game. And then, of course, Cundiff. Yeah, so that. But that aside, the kickoff thing, he never got a grasp on that. Mm-hmm. And it reared its ugly head, unfortunately, again in the game against Pittsburgh Sunday night.
Happened 8 times this year? I knew it was a lot, but
that's bad.
8 in 17 games sounds just absurd. I think it might have even happened multiple times in one game.
Yeah, you might as well just go for an onside kick, then you're getting the ball at the 40 anyway.
So, yeah, that's just my bigger point here is that, you know, if you can't do that, and kicker responsibilities are already, it's a short list. You know, it's more now because of the new kickoff, but what with Hard Knocks with the Ravens the first year, Saragusa joking around about, I hate kickers and punters, special team. They don't do anything. They don't practice. They're not out here sweating with two-a-days. They go play golf half the time. I mean, there's more responsibility now, but it's kind of like that. All you have to do is focus on making kicks and getting the kickoff right. And he can't do either one.
And maybe making a tackle every now and again.
So, and you said it yesterday of the people, well, he's a rookie and it's a big spot. And, you know, it's unfair to compare him to Justin Tucker as a rookie because not every kicker's Tucker. No, no, no. Look around the league. People are seeking good kicking. And if you are even showing the slightest hint that you can't handle it as a kicker, teams move on.
Hey,
those teams have 3-4 different kickers in a year trying
Chad
to find the right
Ryland,
guy.
University yes. of Maryland. New England took him with, what, a 4th or 5th round pick?
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of him within a year. Now in Arizona.
Right.
But they didn't wait around for him to finally get it. They felt as though he couldn't do it. They moved on from him.
It's the nature of the position.
Alex, how you feeling, buddy?
Doing okay today.
You ready to go to the fun house?
I'm all set.
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First, we got Dan and Frederick, who says, John Harbaugh has to be on the hot seat. The problem cannot constantly be the coordinators. Who hires them and is above them?
Yeah, it's him. Yeah. It comes down to him. And then that's the other thing, too. All right, Harbaugh's going to stay, which at this point looks like that's the reality. Let's say you change both the coordinators. You trust them to get those hires right? I mean, it...
He whiffed on Zach Orr. I think the first 2 years have proven that.
And I don't know, man. Like, he gets the hire right. These guys still don't stick around very long. I mean, we're always changing coordinators. It's every 2-3 years. Successful ones leave for different reasons. You can stomach that. But I don't know. I my trust level with Harbaugh in general is very low. And if he's being put in charge of building out a staff again, why should I think it's going to be any different? I mean, the names change. The results be the same.
Next, we got Mike in Cecil County, who says, This season has proven that the Lamar Jackson show is over. It was exciting and fun while it lasted. Tremendous athlete, but there is a reason he was selected 32nd.
So the show's over. He's done. He should just retire and move off into the sunset.
That's egregious. But yeah. Even the people that say, oh, he's lost a step. I mean, didn't he say the same thing a couple years ago when he balked up and then what happened? I don't think he's lost a step at all. I mean, if you want to compare him to 2018 Lamar, okay, naturally, yes.
Right.
He's a little bit slower. But I don't think it's that big of a thing. I don't think it's that noticeable or anywhere close to being something that's actively taking away from the team.
And there's a reason he was picked 32nd. That's still a first-round draft pick. Just throwing it out there for you. And who are the two quarterbacks?
They moved up to get him.
Yeah.
You know, they could have had him in the second, but they valued the fifth year.
Of that 2018 class, only two guys remain with the teams that drafted him, Lamar and Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. And what do they have in common? Well, aside from getting to a Super Bowl, they've both won MVPs. There you go.
That's why I'm almost tired of talking about it, because you and me are just absolutely in sync. That I feel like maybe we are the crazy ones, that we're feeding this echo chamber.
I think we're cool.
Well, of course we're right. Yeah. I mean, let's make no mistake here, but come on.
You have a franchise quarterback, why get rid of him? What do people want?
A Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Well, duh. Lamar Jackson wants it more than any fan listening right now. Mm-hmm. Any one of you. I've had season tickets since 96, and I spent $1 billion on it. Lamar Jackson wants that Super Bowl more than you'll ever want it. Don't forget that. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow with Woman Crush Wednesday. Talk more about the Ravens, of course. Preview Maryland and Indiana. That game can be heard on the Fan. Terps still looking for their first Big Ten win in college hoops. For Alex Gamponi and Nolan McGraw, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.